Hey, great day. This is Coach Mike Husson. We're talking about, this is part number three of hopefully a three-part series. It could be four parts. We'd see how this goes. I'm going through planning, doing, reviewing, how to power start your day and getting it going. Okay. In the first two parts, we talked about planning, doing, and reviewing. Some basic fundamentals about this process. I hope you listen to that audio. If not, you don't have to stop this and go listen to that. Just go listen to it, okay? Some people tell you, well, stop here. Don't listen anymore until you listen to part number one. Well, there's a buildup here without question. However, most importantly, that's what's on audio number one, part number one of this series that I'm doing on planning, doing, and reviewing, and the power starting of your day, okay? Part number two, I talked about building your skills, your knowledge, and your mindset in some different areas inside of that, from the inner game, what's going on inside your mind, some things that you can do like role-playing, listening to audios, your practice sessions, previewing properties to build your confidence up, etc. Today, let's talk about some core activities, okay? What I like to call no management of time here. We're calling about this priority management, so I'm going to share that with you right now. Take out a piece of paper. Take out a pencil, pen, whatever you're going to use to write with. And you can certainly type this out on the computer if you want to do that. Again, if you want this document, Mike at Mike Husson, subject line, power start, your day, or just power start, and I'll know what to send you, and I'll send you the written notes here. But it doesn't mean that you cannot write these things down, okay? Not enough for me to send you something, you read it, great, fantastic. I'm telling you, I'm reading what I'm doing here from a piece of paper, and I'm learning and I'm evolving in my comments to you. So it's not just enough to read, but writing is incredibly important. And I got notes all over this piece of paper that I'm reading from right now. So do it, okay? And I'm watching you. I can tell. I promise you I can tell. As my coach once told me, he says, Mike, I can tell when you're practicing. I can tell when you're bullshitting me. Don't do it. Don't do it for me because you're hurting yourself more than anything. All right. Hope that makes sense. So let's get going on this. How to get more business. Okay. There's a million ways to do things to get your business, from sales and marketing techniques out there to make things happen. If you want that list of ways to find business, certainly send me an email along with this. And if you want to put it in the subject line or just put it in the body of the email, Mike, send me all these things that you're talking about. I'll be more than happy to send to you a list of ways to get more business. It's about 50, 60 ways or more, okay? There might be more, there might be less, I don't know. There's obviously the most important ones, and then there's a broader swath of things that you could do over time. So I'll send that to you. Just put in there, Mike, send me some ways to find more business, man. I need more business, dude. I'm dried up in my market. There's no expires for sale by owners. I don't know what I'm going to do here. How can I find more opportunity? I'll send it to you. So make that happen. Send me an email if you want that. All right, so you got your paper and pencil out. Okay, there's a little bit of a pause there because I needed to get a drink of water, so I can make sure that I'm sounding great for you guys. All right, so let's take this out. Get more business, okay? Obviously, there's ways to find business. You got your expireds, you got your buy owners, you got your past clients, centers of influence, circle prospecting that includes just listed, just sold, hot buyer scripts, pre-foreclosures that you can go and find business for, okay? So as the foundation here, I just want to reiterate, please keep this in mind, okay? This is broken down into sections. Okay, if you never get this document, just so how this is working, okay, power start your day. First is the inner game, which is you. Second is to building your skills, your market knowledge, and your mindset. And now we're going to talk about getting more business, and I got this bulleted out. So I just want to keep you in step with what I'm doing here. So again, there's a number of things, as I said a second ago, that you can go out there and find business, okay? So let's talk about some of the things and how we can make that happen. Number one is participate, okay, whether you do it with yourself, okay, you do it with a group of people or a partner, however you do this, once a week, okay? You should do a phone blitz and you should do a door knocking blitz once a week, okay? Now, with that, you might say, well, maybe, Mike, that's not once a week. That's two things to do in the week, yeah? Once a week, you're going to do a phone blitz, and the another part of the week, you're going to do a door blitz. Okay, great thing to do, okay? Young lady that I know that I've worked out of, works on the west coast of Florida, she has what she calls Money Mondays. And all she does all day Monday is bank up her week. She calls up every lead, every possibility that she had from the previous week, all of her leads, new stuff, old stuff, and she spends the whole day ranking up her week. In other words, she packs it up. She books all her appointments for the week, and she does, you know, within the next, that week or the following week. It's a great thing to do. Just an idea. You don't have to do it. Okay, may not be good for you, maybe too much work for you. I don't know. I hope it's not, because frankly, it's not that difficult because you're already working. You might as well do some smart work. Okay, I like to call it smart work. Okay, but anyway, these blitzes are extremely valuable. Why? Because it's a focused intention. There's no distraction. When we call blitz, when we talk about blitz, guys, okay, we're talking about where you're in, this is the Super Bowl, okay, and you're there doing nothing but blitzing the market with your name and your brand. Get your butt out there. Let people see what you hear, what you got to do. You take a list of everything that you've got. You pick a neighborhood that you want to go knock, and you do those things, okay? Now, some people have done the phone in the morning. They blitzed in the afternoon on doors. I'm okay with that. Nothing wrong with that. I like to just keep the focus on the phone for one day and the doors for another, okay? If you need to get business right away, because nothing ain't working for you, you need to make a check next month or whatever. In the next few days, sometimes it works, okay? If it's done with volume and power and intention, you're going to get business, okay? You don't have to have any fancy scripts to make this happen either. Of course, you're going to have a script. I'm not going to discourage you from that at all. As a matter of fact, I encourage you to make sure you have a script. But if you don't, it doesn't matter to the degree that I'm sharing with you. The script keeps you on a path so you can get the most out of your calls. If you're just going to call up somebody and say, hi, my name is Mike with ABC Realty. You want to buy or sell real estate? Yes or no? Well, no, I don't. Great. Have a nice day. Okay. You can certainly do that. And you do enough of it, you're going to get some outcome. You can't lose on that. All right. And I certainly did that when I started out in the business. I didn't have any fancy scripts. I got something from Tom Hopkins a long time ago. Hey, I was calling for sell by owners. Hi, my name is Mike with Stadler Associates. That was a company I worked with down here in Miami, South Florida, years ago. And I just basically said, hi, my name is Mike. And I was calling about your house for sale. Is it still available? Yes, it is. Great. Well, would you be offended if I stopped by and take a look at it? No, I wouldn't be offended. Great. When can I come by? Today at 4 or tomorrow at 5? That was it. Boom. That was my script. I didn't have anything longer than that, shorter than that. That was pretty much it. Keeping it simple. Blitz every day. Prospect a minimum, number two, prospect a minimum of 3 hours a day. A minimum of 3 hours a day. But Mike, that's a lot of time. Well, by the time you finish your prospecting, it's really only about two and a half hours maybe, because you got some breaks in there that you need to take in that 3 hour period, probably about 5-10 minute breaks every hour if you're going to do that length of time. So right there, if you got 10 minutes every 3 hours, that's 10 times three is what? 30 minutes. So really you're only going to be prospecting for what? 2.5 hours. Which is fine, nothing wrong with that, all right? So set the goal at 3. Now, my personal recommendation, especially if you need business, you have 1 to 5 listings, and you have 20 to 50 listings, or you have 80 to 100 listings, I like to suggest that you should be prospecting between 3 to 6 hours a day, okay? Now, if you're doing high volume and you're doing making a lot of money right now, probably the chances are as a result of you prospecting 4 to 6 hours a day. More than likely, some way, shape, or form, you're out there exposing yourself to other people about real estate. Okay? Not the other exposure you might be went into your brain for a second there because I paused. But you know what I mean. Okay? So if you don't have any business, do this. It works very, very well. So you really should be minimally for sure 3 hours without question. When? Do it in the morning. All day long, 3 to a couple hours in the morning, I like to say, and a couple hours in the field in the afternoon. You get yourself some nice, you know, 4 or 5 hours out in the field and on the phone, mixing it up, you have a nice day. You really, really do. You just got to go do it. Okay. Yeah, but Mike, I got all this paperwork I got to do. But Mike, I don't know if I can help it. That's a lot of calling. It's, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I don't know if it's too much for you or too little for you. I don't know, and I don't really care. What I do care about is if you want to build a successful business, then you can't have these kinds of bullshit thoughts. You can't do it. It's not going to work. You're going to be in conflict, okay? You want the fire that comes from the stove, but wait a minute, I got to chop some wood. Hold on there, Chucky. That don't work. No, sorry. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. Okay, you gotta chop the wood if you want the heat, period. You don't want the heat, okay? You want just a little bit of warmth, okay? No big deal. Hey, then you do what you want to do. This is for power players who want to power start. Next point, write this down. You need to have at least a very minimum of high efficiency lead follow-up. Only lead follow-up, okay? Only. Now, some people say, when do I do my lead follow-up? I like to say a couple of ways. I used to do it this way. Some people still do it this way that I've taught, and they're happy with it. If I've got a hot lead, I mean, I'm talking about it's burning up, okay? Got to get an appointment with these people. I got to do an immediate follow-up with them. I'm going to come in the morning. I'm going to call my expireds first. Number one, top of the hit parade, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock in the morning. Then I'm going to call my hot leads. It's probably only one, maybe three, okay? Maybe for you it's more, God willing, okay? Even my top producers, okay? It wasn't a huge amount. These are folks that are appointments this afternoon or tomorrow, okay? Those are what I like to call hot leads. When you're done with your lead generation time, after, let's say, your 3 hours, okay, you want to do your other lead follow-up at that point. Now, you can do it just before lunch, okay? You want to keep the momentum going. I'm fine with that. Or you want to do it after lunch. But you got to do it at the end of your prospecting session. You can't mix it up in the middle of your, because one is finding new business, and this philosophy here of lead follow-up is following up with them, keeping in mind that 80% of your appointments that you got from the new lead generation prospecting stuff came from these appointments from lead follow-up. Next point you need to write down. You need to go out there and visit 5 expireds at the door and then knock 10 houses around them. Go visit 5 expireds at the door and then door knock 10 houses around them. Go visit 5 FSBOs for sell by owners at the door and then knock around 10 houses around each one of those properties. So you go, if you call them up, you can't get them, go knock on doors. Go to an area. Hopefully you're going to have some FSBOs. I'm not going to get into the mapping philosophy, which is a very, very powerful way to maximize your time when out in the field. In its essence, it's going out there and knocking and picking, let's say, an expired that's next to down the street from a FSBO, and you're going to knock on all the doors. You're going to go see the expired, knock on 10 doors. Go see the FSBO, knock on 10 doors. So you're already making that happen. You're maximizing your time when you're out in the field. Okay. The next thing, you need to assemble your past client center of influence and look to add one a day to your database. Okay. That's a great goal. It's achievable. Listen, if you, at the end of a week, you get only 3, that's 12 a month. If you get only 2, that's 8 a month. I'm talking about for the week, okay? But if you're doing enough of these activities here, the blitzing, the door knocking, etc., you're going to be able to add people in. In other words, people that would not have otherwise bought from you or you never knew, but maybe they want something in the future. It could be a nurture, whatever the case might be. No problem with that. Go make that happen, okay? You should spend with your center of influence, calling them every day, okay? And call and contact each of your centers of influence and past clients every 90 days for sure, okay? Now, what I'm sharing with you here, just as a note, because you're probably going, wait a minute, is this for every day? Do I do this stuff? What am I doing here? Listen. These are just ways to build business, and then you apply them. I'm going to give you stuff that you should be doing every day, and I'll get there in a second, and then things that you're going to do to get business. We're just talking about getting business, okay? So, again, let me go back here. Contacting all your past clients, sending each minimum every 90 days, phone, an email, or a mail, monthly mailer, however you want to do it, every 90 days. Now, I believe that that should be happening. Every quarter is how you just kind of dedicate that. You go after those centers of influence, past clients, via their alpha order, okay? Some of them are more of a priority than others, meaning that you have some people that you talk to more often. You might talk to them every week. You might even talk to them every day, but you might talk to them every week, every month, okay? At the end of the day, put that into your system to make sure that that gets done. You need to go out there and visit some of the buy owner properties that might be having open houses. I have a client in Canada. Scott goes on buy owner appointments on Sundays, okay? He books them up. He might be calling them throughout the week. They have a whole website, which is extremely, extremely powerful, because all they do is list buy owners. And it's specific. It's kind of different than the buy owners down here in the U.S., but it, probably part of it's the same. But there's huge opportunity just on that one website alone. It's incredible. And Scott goes out. He sets his appointments up. You might go see them, some of them, during the week, which I hope he does. I know he does. And I hope he's listening to this. And he's probably going, yes, yeah, so I do, Mike. Okay, great. But I know he goes out on Sundays, and he'll go out and preview open houses for sale by owners. He sent me a notice this morning as we're speaking today that he went out. I think it was five or six that he went out and saw this past Sunday. So it's a great thing to do, okay? And it's an optional thing instead of weekend type of prospecting, which, by the way, every now and again, a good Saturday in the mornings, you know, like between nine or so, is to follow up with people, because, you know, the obvious is obvious. There are more people at home on a Saturday morning than during the week sometimes. So somebody's going to ask, okay, well, Mike, when's the best time to do all of these things? All the time is a good time, okay? There might be some more prime times, but they all work all the time, okay? Doesn't really matter. Just make the call, for crying out loud, all right? The next thing to get more business, guys and gals, is, like I said before, your circle prospecting. That includes just listed. Now, I'm going to share something. There's just listed, just sold, hot buyer, pre-foreclosure scripts, okay? Circle prospecting stuff. Now, there's a philosophy out there which works, I think, pretty darn well, because it works for this young lady in Colorado, okay? And she'll take a listing, she'll make 100 calls to her neighborhood, and she'll knock on 100 doors, and she'll say, I just listed, okay? When she sells the property, she makes 100 calls, she knocks on 100 doors, and she tells them that you just sold the property. So even if she did it, put it on the market today, and she sold it in a week from now, she is knocking on the doors and making calls to these people straight away, okay? Great idea. I think it's powerful. It might work for her. She's only doing 150 deals a year. You don't have to do it, but if somebody wants to choose to do it, I think it's a great option to do, all right? Here's another important thing, which is my next point here. Spend 15 to 30 minutes after 5 o'clock daily calling expireds, FSBOs, or any hot lead follow-up, okay? Now, hot lead follow-up, I mentioned you could do that in the morning, but hot lead follow-up, is nothing wrong with it after 5, meaning that there's a lot of people that you try to call during the day, they ain't there, okay? Excuse the language, the English there, but they're just not there. So no harm in calling them after 5 o'clock. Take 5 o'clock, the alarm goes off. A lot of people are home between 4 and 7, okay? Depending on where they live, traffic, etc., doesn't really matter. What does matter is it's a great time to follow up with people, okay? Mike, on the other side of the state here in Cape Coral, he gets about 25% of his business, his listing. He does about 175, 200 units a year in Cape Coral, and every day he's at 5 o'clock, he's making calls to people that he couldn't get to in the morning. And that's where he gets a good portion of his business. Extremely powerful, okay? You want to get more business? Shoot for going on FSBO previews and expired previews, okay? Now, some people say, well, why go on expired previews? There's going to be points, guys and gals, that to get more business, some of these expired listings, they just don't want to talk to you because they're pissed off. They're upset. They're not happy because the last agent screwed them over. Whatever is going on in their mind, okay? We're just a stone in their shoe as far as they are concerned. All you're looking to do is solve their problem, assuming they have one. What's their problem? They want to sell. Why? because they're being relocated, they're getting a divorce, they're getting too, the house is too big, it's too small, my wife's having a child, I gotta get a bigger place, my wife has gotten old, we need to get a smaller place, my husband's getting really old, we need to get an even smaller place, can't go up downstairs. There's many reasons why people are inspired to make a decision. The question is, do you know who they are? But in this case of the expireds, go down and preview them a few a week. I like to say one a day, which is perfectly fine. If you're on the phone with somebody, they're not sure. You have the doors open a little bit, but you're not sure. Listen, go set up a, go, hey, can I pop by and say hello? I want to come in and talk to you. No appointments here. I just want to come by and say hello to you, okay? Sometimes they just need to meet you so they can look at you in the eye and say, is this person full of it? Or are they going to be like the last guy or gal who came in and BS'd me, didn't serve me, didn't solve my problem, okay? And they're going to smoke and mirror you guys about, I'm not going to get into the scripts now, but they're going to smoke and mirror you, well, I don't have a problem, I'm okay, I'm taking it off the market, I got a friend in the business, I'm going to relist with the other agent, I'm going to do this on my own. Those are the three primary reasons. Listen, if there's a door open, go meet them. Expired listings for sale by owners, go meet them, go knock on their doors. Great ways to get business, okay? And those are some things that you can do to get more business. Now, I want to layer one more piece in here, and that is this. When you go out on appointments, okay, whether you take a listing or not, whether you sell a home or not, i.e. you're working with buyers, okay, ask, you want to get more business, ask everybody that you speak to every day, hey, thanks for talking to me, Bill, appreciate it, have a great day. Hey, one more thing. Do you know anybody looking to buy or sell real estate? Let me know. Or you just ask a question, wait for an answer. No, Mike, you've asked me this 2 hours ago. Just never know, because you never know. You with me, guys and gals? You never know from minute to minute. Stuff, look at your world, okay? We're plugged in, we've got things stuck up on our ears that, you know, every notification goes off, we jump through the sky, right? We just never know what's going to come up. So there is no harm in you asking if you talk to a seller today that you got a listing for. Hey, Nancy, just want to touch base. We're doing all these things to sell your home. Hey, by the way, who do you know looking to sell, looking to buy? Nobody, great. You talk to her the next day, which you may not do that, but let's assume you do for some whatever reason. She calls you because she had an issue, right? Ask them for the referrals. Ask everybody for referrals. Go to closings. Ask for referrals. Build your relationships out with people every single month. So I guess we're moving into part number four, which is going to drive you crazy, but I hope not. I hope there's enough content here that you can go at least use one thing to get one deal so you can make yourself a nice little check coming up in the next 30 days. Because if you do any one of these things or all of them, if there's something wrong with this world, if you don't, okay, get one deal out of these simple things that I've talked about, that's going to require, yes, some work, W-O-R-K, okay? Okay? It's just something that we've got to do. I know you will do that. If you have any questions on this, okay, you want me, as I said earlier in the other previous, I think we're on number three now, audios, send me an email, Mike at Mike Husson, Power Start, send me documentation. I will do that for you. Okay. In the meantime, let's pop out of this part number three, go to part number four. And let me look at my paperwork here. Yeah, we should complete it on part number four, hopefully in half the time, if I don't embellish too much. But I hope you don't mind. And if you do, well, shut it off. If you're listening this far, you haven't shut it off, right? Okay, so go on to the next one right now. Part number three concluding. Mike Husson, coach for the superstars. I'm here for you. Go make it happen. Mike and Mike Husson. I'll see you on part number four, and we'll talk later. Have a great day.